Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome in on Tailgaters Barbecue Tailgate Show. Sorry for a little late start. Got a little technical difficulty with Google Chrome. Doesn't seem to like our studio board here, so we had to switch over to Firefox. But got everything up and running with the Direct Connect. So hope everybody had a great weekend out there. Another kind of hot one, unfortunately. We had some rain a lot of parts of the southeast, so that kind of cooled it off on Sunday. But nonetheless, Friday and Saturday, pretty hot out there. So hopefully you were able to be somewhere where it was cool or have some air conditioning nearby. Good weekend for college football. So if one of your teams out there playing or had some comments about a particular game, give us a call. We'll love to talk college football this time of year and tailgate, and we'll talk to us. It doesn't matter, man. ACC, SEC, Big Ten, Pac-12, Big 12, doesn't matter. D2, we'll talk it all, man. We'll talk college football. But good weekend. We're kind of getting things cranked up as we start to move into some key matchups in the conference. I got some big ones coming up this weekend, obviously. Big weekend in barbecue. We had the Butts and Bluegrass up in Clover, South Carolina, SCBA event. Nice little event up there in Clover. And we were to take part in that. So if you maybe cooked up there and had some comments, love to hear from him as well. And of course, they had the Sam's Club over there, and I guess some people call it Memphis, but I think technically it was in South Haven, Mississippi. But I don't really remember all. But congrats to one of our college cousins, Brad Kay and Corey. They actually took Reserve Grand, quite an accomplishment. Over there, so obviously in Reserve Grand, they made top 10, so they get to advance on to Bentonville, Arkansas. So congrats to Brad Kay and Corey Sherman over there. It's a great finish this weekend, and best of luck to y'all. And in Bentonville, I guess that's in a couple of weeks there, I think. I think it's like September 27th, maybe, end of the month there. So won't be long. They'll be heading, probably heading right back through there, I think, right back through Memphis. On the way down 40 through Little Rock, and on the way to Bentonville, Arkansas. So best of luck to those guys and ladies with that. So if you want to call in, though, our phone number here is 347-202-0263. That's 347-202-0263. We'll get you on the line here. And you can also just click on the link that you see out there as well. And, of course, you're welcome to just listen in as well. And, of course, as a reminder, too, if you ever want to, if you missed the show or want to get some people to maybe listen to it as well, you can always just email that link to them. All these shows are archived, so you can click on the most recent one or go back and pull up some other ones as well. If you got some particular topic that you wanted to hear about, you can do that as well. So, but good contest up in Clover, South Carolina. Some of you may not know where Clover's at. It's up kind of in the, almost at the North Carolina border, actually. It's kind of, I guess you would call it northwest of Rock Hill, maybe about 25 miles or so from Rock Hill. Wasn't very cool, though, even though we're getting up there in North Carolina, not really toward any mountains or anything. Wasn't real cool. excuse me, actually was in a, I guess that was kind of over there in a recreation area. They had it in a big parking lot, which, usually works out pretty good because everything's nice and flat and got access to things and easy in and out and so forth. And it was, but obviously, as we know, this time of year, it's kind of makes it kind of tough on the old blacktop. But, yeah, they did a good job. We had some good access to power, it looked like, and had a really excellent, access to water there as well. So that worked out well, and had a good crowd on Saturday. Actually, I was kind of surprised, quite honestly. I didn't know how many people would show up. You know, you had Clemson at home, and you had South Carolina at home. South Carolina not playing until that night, so sometimes that can affect crowds. And of course, then they got all kind of other things going on Saturdays. But they had a great crowd there, and it was it came in and for a good 2 hours there as we were giving out food, and of course we gave out as well as everybody, obviously, and they had a bunch of vendors in there, probably had about 15, 20 vendors, I'd say, in there as well. So well organized event by Lisa Thornburg. Actually had three meets, which is a little unusual for the South Carolina Barbecue Association. Normally it's, for the most part, butts and sometimes ribs. But they do have some contests out there that do have that third meet, and we actually did brisket this time. I don't remember exactly all the placements and so forth, but I do know that congratulations to Gene Culberson and Tiso with Backwood. They actually took first in ribs and first in pork as well. I think, as I remember, I think Doco Smoke was second in butt, so congrats to them. And I think it was Sean Ledyard's Barbecue, I think, was second in ribs, so congrats to him. And actually, yours truly, what a shocker it was. We actually took first in brisket, which probably shocked us more than it shocked anybody, more than likely, but after some of our efforts in brisket recently on the KCBS trail, so quite honestly, not really sure what we did. No, actually, I kind of do know what we did, but we're just glad to finally win a brisket category. Met some nice people up there, and they had a nice little, which seems to be getting more popular. Had a little fun on Friday night. Had everybody kind of bring a particular side dish, and I think most everybody participated. So we had all kind of good stuff, which is good. Kind of organized by Up and Smoke. They did a nice job with that. So had a good time, and everybody eating some good food and chatting and so forth. And but unfortunately, we had to get after it there for long and get trimming meat and get things rolling. To get on the smokers there. So, good event, and appreciate Lisa putting on, as well as all the South Carolina judges and all, making everything go fairly smoothly, and look forward to seeing folks up next year. See, we got us a caller here. See what we got on the line here. 864-993, we got you on the line.
Hey, Chris, this is Gene.
Hey, Gene, what's up, man? This must
great,
be
man.
Is this your home? Must be a different number. I don't recognize. Is this your cell number?
Yeah, this is my cell number. I tried my landline, but for some reason, the girls have been talking on it.
I guess we get so caught up. I'm so used to hitting the button that says your name instead of the number. I didn't recognize the number there. Well, appreciate you. Appreciate you calling in. We were just starting to talk about the contest in Clover. I mentioned a little bit about the about the contest in South Haven. I guess a lot of people call it Memphis, the KCBS Sam's Club, and I don't really have the list in front of me, but obviously we a lot of us know Brad Kay. Congratulations to Brad Kay and Corey for taking their reserve grand. That's quite a consummate. That was pretty of course, for that matter, all the Sam's Club regionals are going to have a lot of great teams, but that was a pretty stacked field there. So to get a reserve is great. So they'll won't be long. They'll be turning right back around and heading right back through Big Memphis on their way to Bentonville, Arkansas. So I think I actually saw where they were able to keep their trailer out there somebody's place. I can't remember who it was. I think they were able to keep their trailer, so that'll help out some. We didn't have to bring it back, and so that'll cut out about half the mileage having to haul a trailer. They can pick it back up, I guess, going through Memphis next. I think it was Melissa Cookston, I think, that they must have talked with or somebody knew. So they're able to leave their trailer with her. So that'll work out good. But congratulations to you there, Big Gene. Good weekend, or actually not a great weekend for you and Tisa up there in Clover. So I know y'all excited to get to actually not one but two wins in ribs and in pork actually up there. So, and hang on a second, let me go ahead and bring my get the stuff started. We got Mr. Blowing Smoke here on the line, Lee Morse. Lee, how are you tonight, sir?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good. We got Mr. Gene Culberson on as well. I think he's there. Gene, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I'm not sure if they're listening or not. But we're just talking about the contest in Clover, Lee, and I was talking a little bit about the contest or the Sam's Club Regional over there in Memphis, and I didn't really have that list in front of me, but we're just congratulating Brad Carey on a big finish there, and punched his ticket to head on to Big Bentonville, Arkansas. So I know he's excited about getting out there and say again.
You seen what he posted, didn't you?
No, I mean I know that they were gonna park his trailer at Melissa Cookson's place or something. I don't know about that, but what did he post?
He posted he did it without a guru.
Oh, you know what? I did see that. That's right. I did see that. Well, what was it cooking, like 500 degrees probably?
Probably.
Yeah, I'm sure Ben Lane was excited because I know he obviously had the big Lane rolling. So so that was I know he was excited about that. He doesn't actually use a guru. Did you use a guru with that thing?
No, he don't. He just posted it to Stick Burner and, no guru. They don't burn as much wood as everybody thinks they do. Once you get that baby started,
yeah.
It'll roll.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. The Lang's a great smoker. I do believe that, to me, if you're going to cook in a contest with it, I do believe that you need to be somewhat of a hot and fast or a modified hot and fast. I don't think it's something you want to have to crank up at 10 o'clock at night, in a KCBS and deal with it all night. But, if you're kind of a semi-hot and fast guy or totally hot and fast, I don't think that's such a bad thing. Quite honestly, that's what you're comfortable with cooking. Yeah, you got good wood smoke, always a good smoke flavor coming from it. And most of those are pretty good size, so you got plenty of room to, get plenty of different meats on there. So good cookers, and like you say, they're well regulated and they recover pretty well, also. So good smokers, man. I love mine. If it wasn't for being a low and slow guy and having to babysit that thing all night, I'd probably still have it out there. But I kind of like getting some sleep at least. So, but Lang's a good, obviously a good smoker, definitely.
You should train Cassie like Gene has Tisa train. You get all the sleep in the world you want.
I wouldn't have to worry about then. That's probably a good idea. I might have to try that. I wish some other folks would call in. The one thing that I was disappointed in Clover again, that I wish the SCBA, and I'm probably going to get sanctioned or whatever by them, but they didn't hand out the meat 6:30, and I wish they would encourage the contest or step in a little bit and help them understand that it kind of helps out to get the meat out a little bit sooner. I think that's the latest we've gotten our meat. Well, I think since I've been cooking SCBA events, I don't know if we've ever gotten it that late, 6:30. What do you think, Jim? That's just a bit
Yeah, you're right. I don't put mine on early, but I like to go ahead and get mine prepped, get it out of the way, put them back in the refrigerator, you know, and just let them sit there. And that gives you a chance to mingle a little bit, eat supper. And
yep.
So when you get ready to put your meat on, then it's already done. But like the one good thing about it, we didn't have to, you know, do a people's chores or anything like that on Friday night. But, you know, we did have a little gathering, so that was a good little afternoon.
Yeah, that was the kind of thing I kind of hated. I think people could have hung around a little longer, kind of enjoyed that if we've already gotten our meat. And I'm sure sometimes maybe there's a reason or something, but I just wish they would, I wish somebody would come up with a little bit better plan or you know, make some suggestions. You know, I understand the contest. They, you know, probably a lot of these people run the contest. They don't know a hill of beans about cooking. I don't mean that bad way. They just, you know, there's no reason for them to know. They're running the contest. They want to make money, raise money for charity, and that's what it's all about, and that's fine. But I think, you know, maybe if they just knew, possibly they knew what all the cookers had to do and go through, then they're like, you know what, gosh, we need to get that meat out there. I don't know why it would have made any difference if we'd got it at 2 o'clock or. I know with the SCBA, probably one of the things is they don't want to give it out too early because some people are going to get meat or maybe get the picking a litter or whatever it may be. But, you know, if you're not there by 2 o'clock, I mean, then I would think that's your own fault. And then, you know, if you're one of the last ones to get stuff, then, you know, so be it. So,
we're the last ones that got them anyway, didn't we?
How do you really say somebody pick of the litter when they give you a case of butts? I mean, they just need to hand it out. And I know, you know, SCBA would love to be involved with that, but, you know, they're just a judging organization, so they don't really have anything to do with that.
No, I mean, like, if somebody, you know, if somebody was there early and they kind of went picking through everything and then teams hadn't got there yet, I guess what I would say, the pick a litter people going and, you know, actually looking through them. But, yeah, I mean, they Saturday or Friday, they just, I would say they just bought the cases around and, of course, I mean, like Gene, I mean, we were the last one anyway. I mean, hell, I got the next to last case, and Gene got the second last. I got the next last, and of course, the team next to me, they were on the very end. They got the last one, so that's just. Quite honestly, I mean, mine were fine. There wasn't anything wrong with the butts. Obviously, my cooking must have been what was wrong, but I mean, the butts were fine. I mean, I just from the aspect of getting the meat and, you know, being able to go and get it prepped is where I'm coming from, I guess. It just make it a lot easier, I think, for some teams out there. So now, will something ever happen? Probably not, but that gives me something to bitch about on the radio. So I'll step off my pedestal now. I'll get off of that subject. None of that horse of death, I know. So
you may as well stay off that pedestal. Nothing's going to change.
You're
well,
right about that.
Where you headed next, Chris?
I guess our next one will be, let's see. Well, I hate it because, you know, I got the Uniquely Union this weekend that we actually won last year, and I think I actually had a free entry in it, but it's Carolina, Georgia, and, of course, it's a 3:30 kickoff. If it had been 7:30, I would have cooked in that one, but couldn't do it. So I guess our next one will be, we'll cook the next week. I'm waiting to see what the game time is for Carolina, Missouri. Hopefully it's a night game. And I'll either cook, if there's spots left, I'll either cook Malden or Lakewood. I'd rather cook Lakewood, quite honestly. It looks like a really nice contest and should be a lot of fun. But for proximity to Columbia, if they have any places remaining, I would probably go to Malden, I think. But I mean, it looks like that maybe Malden may fill up and I may have to go to Myrtle Beach. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. But that that Lakewood contest looks like it's going to be a really nice contest down there, man. They got quite the setup down there, and you know, I think, man, they even got 50 amp and plenty of space for you. And I know some people. I think some people going to just kind of take it all in, just do the weekend down there. So if I wasn't such a college football fanatic, that's exactly what I'd do. I mean, I'd head down there Thursday night and park that trailer, and I'd spend the weekend down there. That's gonna be a great contest. That's a nice way to do one. You know, quite honestly, I'm I know people are going to enjoy that one that they get down there. So, you know, that's pretty good. That's pretty good payout. Was it like $2,000? Is that right?
I think it's 2,500, something like that.
Wow, that's nice payout. That's good. I'm not sure. And is that just butts only, or are they doing ribs? Or I don't even remember what the lineup was down there.
I think
they're doing wings on Friday night and just butts on Saturday, isn't that right?
Really?
Yeah. I think.
Wow. That'd be cool. I don't mind that. If you just got one meat and you're doing wings on Friday, that's pretty cool. Wow.
I mean, you won't get your butts till Saturday morning, but that's all they're doing.
So I just have to take my grill down there and just grill it then and slice, do a pork slices instead of pulled or something. Change it up a little bit, maybe.
Do some pork steaks.
Just do pork steaks. There you go. Put a little mustard sauce on there just to really change it up, too.
That's right. Well, I can tell you that doesn't explain anything from experience.
Well, can you put a slice of bread in there too? Is that against the rules? I mean, I know you can't have garnish, but could you put a slice of bread in there for them so they can kind of lap that up? Maybe
you can actually put a gravy, since it's like more like a pork chop, and some rice.
There you go. I like that. Now you could use the rice as like your bed, I guess. You just kind of lay it down in there. That'd be sweet.
Why don't you put in 8 different boxes and just call them plates?
Yeah, you can do that. There you go. There you go. Yeah, but I thought the contest in Clover was good. It's not their fault. That's the good and the bad of on parking lots. I mean, you got a nice flat surface and easy to get in and out and all that. But man, it makes it so hot. But I will say that it looked like the water situation was good and power is fine also. I know we had a couple of power kind of got tripped a couple times on Saturday. I think it was that damn all smoked up team running their hot water heater down there. I had to go get on those guys about that. But anyway, the power and water, I think, was good and did a good job coming by and picking up trash. And, you know, I thought they had a good crowd on Saturday morning. Quite honestly, I was kind of surprised. It was 4 people that I thought they were going to get out there. But that was a good crowd on Saturday.
It was actually a better turnout this year than they had last year.
I wasn't up there last year.
It was a pretty good crowd last year. So did everybody get their meat cooked this year all the way?
Everybody. I didn't hear about any undercooked meat. So there was a couple of not so great scores, but at least I think the meat was cooked to proper doneness, should we say. So. Man, they had a bunch of, I don't know how many vendors they had. I think, Gene, 15, 18, I don't know. They had a bunch of vendors doing all kind of stuff. And they got in that morning and got all set up. Man, they had everything from, how did they do this, Gene? I still did not see how they did this. They had fried Kool-Aid. Now, can somebody tell me?
I didn't see it.
How did they do that? I never got a chance to check it out.
The only time I've ever seen that done is on that TV show, Fried Food Masters or whatever, and they actually put Kool-Aid in like a funnel
deep
cake
fryer?
Batter, drop it. Yeah.
Well, that's what I was wondering, because I kind of got a glance over there one time, and I took it really to see what was going on. The guy had a, I don't know what you call the damn thing. It's like a, it almost looks like a weird strainer, but it's not near as it's not the fine mesh. It's just a couple little wire, little bit of wire type thing, and it looks like they, like you said, they threw it down in that grease in that fryer, and then they had, and I guess it formed up or something. I guess they picked it up. I don't know. I never got to see that, but I'll have to say that's the first time I've ever seen fried Kool-Aid. So they had fried Kool-Aid. They had face painting, funnel cakes, I guess some kind of Mary Kay. That guy on the end there that had the, gee, what that, the, I mean, I'm not, I mean, busting my chops, but the party time people, man, they had everything from A to Z. I mean, if they didn't have it, you didn't need it. That's all I can tell you. I mean, you remember someone that I was talking about, Gene, that had the motorhome up there, all the stuff?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they had all
good
kind of stuff.
Lord. I mean, that looked like, oh, my Lord, that like going into some old town like St. Matthew's in a Tasco store and, you know, them having everything back from God knows when. I think it was like party accessories, but I could have sworn I saw like fishing rods. And I mean, they had it going on. I mean, they had all kind of stuff up there. So I hope they did well and sold a bunch of product. But, yeah, I mean, nice little event, actually. I was impressed. I mean, it was fairly well run, I thought, and didn't seem to be really any hiccups. I mean, I would suggest to them, for whatever reason, the lady, I guess, she wanted to not be up on the stage. So as they were calling off the winners, it was almost like it was remember the old show Password? You know, they had to whisper. Well, every time they want to announce a winner, they'd have to kind of whisper it, you know, to the MC guy. I have no idea why they never stepped up on the stage and just called them off. But anyway, every time they went in, she'd have to go up down a list. So they might want to work on that a little bit. But hey, it was good. I mean, the guy was good. I think it was a guy out of Charleston, I think, actually, the MC. He kind of played it up, made it fun for everybody, enjoyable. And I feel sorry for the cat that had to dress up in the, what was that, a pig outfit, Gene, I guess?
It was hot.
I mean that guy, you know, that guy or girl, I assume, I don't know what it was, but they deserved a prize to be in that damn thing.
Well, they've been there for a couple of hours.
Reminds me of Ridley. Yeah. Reminds me of Ridley a couple years ago.
He's coming back this year.
Is it?
Yeah.
He made Tisa get in that thing, Chris, and run around. He was calling her for the pig calling contest, and she came right up to the stage.
Yeah, whoever that cat was or whatever, that dang pig outfit, I give them an award because that kind of had to have been hotter than blue blazes than that thing. It's all on those.
I was hoping Cole and Gary and them would be on here tonight, especially after you said they had face painting, because they should have went up there and got smiles painted on them faces for their pictures.
Ouch.
Told about that today, and he's like, "Yeah, man, I was happy for everybody, but I didn't realize it was that bad. I saw the picture."
I think my board here will probably lighten up here for long for Mr. Gold, more than likely.
I thought he'd be on here by now.
Yeah, it was Big Jimmy's birthday. Big Jimmy was the big 6-0. So Tisa and Dina did a. Well, I should say Tisa, no offense, Gene. She did some ice cream and some pineapple. It was pineapple cake, I think, Gene. Is that right?
Pineapple ice cream. Homemade.
Pineapple ice cream, I'm sorry.
And then I had it. She down to Milo and pick up a cake for him. Winnie the Pooh cake.
You better bring that pineapple ice cream to Fort Mill in 2 weeks. That's all I know.
Well, that was fun. We had a good time. Had a good time with that. So, yeah, I mean, I like those events where, you know, I have nothing on Friday night. You kind of go visit and all, like Gene said, and whether you have the, you know, the little cover dish or whatever, those always work out night. But it's always fun to kind of go visit with folks and so forth on Friday night. You know, when you got anything but or wings, something like that, it makes it kind of tough. You got so much going on, and once you get that done, you got to start prepping meat or getting smokers fired up, whatever. So, kind of nice to have those Friday nights where you don't have a heck of a lot going though. So I enjoyed that, man. It was kind of good visiting with folks. And luckily the weather was it looked like we were gonna get a storm there, but never really materialized. And man, I remember I got up about 2:30 in the morning. I looked up there and man, it was just a beautiful blue sky. I mean, it was clear sky and see the moon, and it was nice. So we were fortunate, I think, with the weather, other than being a little bit hot. Obviously, which, it's September still, so it's going to be hot. But other than that, I tell you, I think everything went fairly well. So I don't know what type of numbers, whatever they're looking for, but based on the turnout and how fast the food was eating up, Gene, I would think they had, it was a successful event. So I would think they'll probably be doing it next year as well. So it's a shame we didn't have, you know, more cookers. But from what I understand, though, I don't think they really wanted many more cookers. They don't really have the space where they're at right now. I mean, is that what you understood too, Gene, up there?
Yeah, they talked about trying to get another spot, but like I said, they're just trying to keep it small. And but the way they sell the 1 ounce cups, I mean, they should have sold some tickets. I hadn't ever done the 1 ounce cup before, but
they had 1 ounce.
Lee, they had 1 ounce cups that, I mean, it looked like the things, like if you're at the hospital or something, you know, and they bring the thing to your bed and it has like a couple pills in it. That's kind of what it looked like, you know, pretty much. Maybe even smaller than that, actually, quite honestly. So, but they said that, and evidently, from last year, I guess they got some response back, or I guess them looking. They said because so many people, you know, had samples and all, obviously, teams and all, that the 2 ounce people were like taking one bite, maybe two, and then whatever's left in the cup, they were throwing it away, and they felt like it was getting wasted. So that's why they went with the. That's why they went with the 1 ounce cup, supposedly. So,
I don't think anybody had a problem with it because they come right back on around if they wanted another cup.
Well, I mean, everybody, you know, we were thinking like, oh my God, it'll take forever to get rid of this food, or I mean, well, not get rid of it, but, you know, for to do that many samples. But you know what? It. I mean, how long? What do you think, Gene? It was probably, I don't know, 2 hours, I guess, and all the stuff was gone.
Oh yeah, we were through by one.
Yeah, one. I mean, and, so yeah, I mean, I think everybody had at least 8 butts. Some teams had 10, cooked a couple extra butts. So you know, that's a pretty good amount of. I guess there was what 16 teams, 16, 17, something like that. So pretty good amount of food.
They didn't throw out any of my barbecue last year. Maybe their barbecue just sucked. That's why they threw it out.
That's what it was. Well, I think what it's saying is people were, you know, taking a 2 ounce cup and taking a bite or two, and it, you know, so they could sample everybody, then they would just throw it in the trash to go to the next person. That's what the guy was telling me. But you know, even a two ounce cup, I mean, if you don't fill it up too much, I mean, that's really not that much stuff. But you know, anyway, that was never seen that before, but they thought that was the best thing to do. So I guess it wasn't too bad. It seemed like it worked out. So looks like we'll be getting. 1 ounce cups next year, so likely. I mean, those weren't even good enough to have a good shot in, man. Those were little tiny things, a little 1 ounce. That's not even a good shooter cup. So, I was amazed. There was a lot of people that came out there because it went pretty strong there for a while, but you could tell as the day started heating up and it got probably about 1 o'clock. You could see the crowd starting to kind of die down, and I think people were ready to get on home and want to go start watching college football or, you know, whatever it may be. So looks like the timing of it was about right, and the awards went pretty quick. I mean, I think awards took about 20 minutes, and then everybody was able to get on their way. So, you know, I would think, Gene, they could probably, if they didn't do the vendors, and I guess that's probably part of the event, but they could, on that other side over there, they could position that stage somewhere else. They could probably get about 4 or 5 more cookers in there, I think.
Well, I'm sure they probably had to pay for, you know, $40 or $50 spot to get in there, you know.
Yeah.
So they probably make money off of those.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and I don't think you could get many. And it wasn't like we were super tight, but it was pretty – we were pretty stacked up over there. I mean, it was one after another all the way down the line, and of course around that curve down there. So I don't see any way they could have gotten hardly any more cookers in there. Say again, Lee.
They weren't in the parking lot this time like they did last year.
Yeah, it was in the you pretty much as you came in the parking lot. I guess if you kind of look to your, I guess to your left, they kind of started them down that end. And they went all the way down to the end and kind of curved around. And then once you kind of started on the other side coming back, I think that the people, the organizers, I think they had like a trailer there that they were had brought out there just to stay for a couple of days. And then there might have been one other small trailer. And then I think they had the stage, pretty good sized stage, were doing everything. And that was it. You know, and like I said, you could have probably had a couple more cookers. On the other side of that, I mean, they had a couple of vendors, but, I mean, the vendors pretty much filled up pretty much that whole middle of that parking lot. Actually, I mean, there was probably, I mean, I know there was 15, 18 vendors. I think that's the first event also I've ever been to where they gave prizes to the vendors. They actually gave out what was it for, like the best booth scene? I don't know if I really understood. Best looking booth.
They gave out
or five
places. I don't know if they gave money or if it was just ribbon. But
yeah, man, they had some unique things. It was, you know, it's kind of cool. They gave some prizes for vendors, and then they also had a raffle. I guess when you trying to think when they gave us that raffle ticket, was that when they were handing out the
they did a 50-50. They were trying to raise money.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they did a couple. So that was kind of cool. So yeah, they had a lot of different things going on, which was good. It was a nice event. So I'm sure it was probably a success. So I'm sure they'll be back up there in Clover the first of September next year. So maybe it'll be a little cooler next year. Won't be as hot up there, but. Yeah, I mean, I think we had a good time. So everything was good. My sweet baby Ray's and my brisket worked this time. So about that, that was pretty. Oh, Lordy.
Well, you watch. Worry about that for another year.
Yeah. I can't get over the brisket thing. I went from work like the old sports thing. Worst to first in 1 week. Go figure, because I know it's apples to oranges, KCBS to SCBA, but still it was kind of funny when I looked at Kathy. I was like, you got to be kidding me. I said, I cannot believe that. But I guess that's the way it works out sometimes, thankfully. So, mine was overcooked. So,
you use that pepper jelly on it every time.
My pieces almost looked like a piece of meatloaf, quite honestly. I had that thing sliced, so it wasn't quite that bad. But it was sliced pretty thick, because I was like, Kathy, this thing is, it didn't look terrible. I said, I got a little overdone. So I said, I don't know if these judges are as, you know, pick up on the fact that, well, that's pretty thick. He probably overcooked that thing. I think it probably helped out, because they probably liked the fact that it was a little overdone. It looks like probably on ribs, they're probably not as, yeah, and I don't mean it's a bad way. I mean, that's just human nature. People probably prefer a rib, the South Carolina, not like the KCBS, where they're going to really hammer you on the two bites. So, and just like on the brisket, I think they probably kind of like the fact that it's a little more overdone than underdone. So it might even, actually might have helped myself. I didn't even realize it. So anyway, learn my lesson, I guess, next time.
It didn't help Doko Smoke. He said he got his a little done, too.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I saw a picture of his.
Did he slice yours like meatloaf? Like mine?
It looked like chipped beef.
Oh, chipped beef. Well, they should have put the gravy on there then. I mean, shoot.
He said, man, that thing got so done. His slices were like half size. And I said, what did you do, man? He said, well, I picked the brisket up and it broke in half.
Oh, man. Wow, that was probably a little bit overdone, more likely. Yeah. Not like I know anything about brisket, but yeah, that was probably a little overdone, more likely.
I think he blamed it on Jeff, though. He said Jeff
was
supposed to be watching. I mean, I would blame it on Jeff, too.
I think the JT would call it.
Jeff.
John,
that's only the second with him, so they got to work their kinks out.
I hope we get old JT to call in, since he went to pick up his trailer this afternoon, or I think this morning.
Mm-hmm.
He was got his new
trailer and his new smoker, Annie.
Yeah,
it sure is. He's getting the data double there.
Was he getting another Alvaron?
He's gonna get rid of that little tag along piece, and he's gonna get one mounted on the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that
of money. How much trailer like Michael Harmon's got, man? That thing is sweet.
That is a nice rig, isn't it? That, what do they call it? Work and play?
I don't know what they call it.
Yeah, they call it, it's a Mid-State RV. It's called Work and Play or something. It's a new model. In fact, I got the, what do they call it, the bull sheet today. And they got a full-page ad in there advertising those things. They got Robbie Royal in there promoting for them. But they had two or three different styles, in there, different lengths and all. But yeah, those are pretty sweet. I guess that's kind of the new craze, whatever. I guess I was just kind of a hybrid between a travel trailer. I understand it. I think pretty much the front part of it is kind of your living area or your bed or and so forth, and then the back area is kind of the kitchen, and then it goes out to the porch and all. So that's a you know, it's a nice rig. Very nice.
It's a lot like them toy haulers are that Jim Berg's got and Midnight Burns got. No, that's nice.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
a shame.
It's
a shame to spend a bunch of money on a trailer and a smoker and come out and a year later you're like, damn, I should have waited and done that.
Yeah.
But
those are.
It doesn't matter what you buy. You're always gonna find something else you want.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, there's always something, seems like something new coming out or something better coming out and so forth. So, yeah, we got a couple. I think Dunko's even got the, looks like he's got the kind of getting excited or look kind of looking at some trailers. I know they were kind of walk around and I know they looked at mine and some other folks and all. So I think he's got the bug.
Oh yeah,
getting a trailer possibly. So yeah, that's what they
well,
were
I
saying.
Think,
they were
I think Tony and Jeff time sleeping together.
Wow. Woo. It is kind of close quarters in there. I think they just kind
got
of snug on them.
They only got that one bed now. Jeff will say he's sleeping in a chair in there, but I've caught him before all nut to butt with no clothes on. I don't know what that was about.
I mean, I didn't want to call them out when they were both drinking little raspberries from Friday night. I didn't want to say nothing, but I guess I will have to say something.
I ain't lying to you. They let me taste one of them things when we were down there with that FLW tournament, and those things are delicious. I ain't gonna lie.
They are good. I know it. They are good. Man, they got. I guess it started out with the limerita, then they went to strawberryta, and then
yep.
And now they got the mangarita, applerita.
They're good.
Got a bunch of red. Yeah, the apple red is kind of, you know, some of those popular apple-flavored beers. Let's see. Heck, I'm trying to think of the one that I drink sometimes. I can't. Red apple. Yeah,
talking about
apple, red apple.
Red's apple ale.
Red's apple ale, yep. And I think there's Angry Orchard. But anyway, what the Angarita, the Applerita kind of reminded me of one of those actually.
Really?
I tell you the thing about the margarita deals though. I mean, those things. I think they're 8% alcohol. So
are they really?
If you get one of them big boys, I think they got the, you know, I guess those cans are, I guess they're 6 ounces, and then they got those, you know, those tall boys. You get one of those now. I'm telling you what, you're getting right when you get that boy right there. So that's pretty strong. Maybe that's what happened. They had too many Ritas, and they got their brisket scored. So, might have had too many Ritas on Friday night or Doko.
So you're blaming it on the alcohol?
I think that could have had an effect on them. Now, I don't know what the hell's happened to me in the past on my briskets. I wish I could say it was alcohol, but it wasn't. At least I'd had a good reason. I don't know what our problem was. So.
So what you think about your boy Clark? He's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, I saw that, man. I hate that for him. What a weird play. I mean, I think he just landed on it wrong, and you hope that, you know, he'll be able to rehab and all. It doesn't look like it was a major tear, which is good. Sometimes when that could have been something, it would have been, could have been the season ending. But hopefully he can get back out there. I guess the good thing in the NFL, you got you know, you got 16 games, so at least he can get back for the pretty much. Looks like he may make the second half of the season, but you know, that's tough though. Still, I mean, those NFL guys are so well conditioned, and just getting back in the flow of the game, the speed of the game. Of course, with him, he's such an, you know, being a younger guy and such an incredible athlete. Hopefully, that'll help him some to get back at it. Yeah, what a shame. What a tough. Self-injury for him. So
you talk about Did you talk about college football yet, about Carolina and about Clemson playing Columbia High?
Yeah. Yes, you know, Clemson obviously had a pretty easy time with the Bulldogs there. More, they really put it on them. That was obviously just went up and down the field on those guys. I started listening to it when I came out of when we left Clover, and I tried to find something else on my satellite thing. I was like, man, this thing's gotten way out of hand.
I figured I'm gonna say about that.
And there was some good, there's some good matchups this weekend, obviously. Of course, you've got South Carolina, Georgia. Should be a good matchup. Obviously, I think, Georgia's favored by like 6 points, I think, right now. And obviously, I think everybody's pretty much kind of penciled in a W, and I can't disagree with that, really. I mean, they got an excellent team. The thing with Georgia, though, they just played one game, and quite honestly, that first half, the Clemson-Georgia game was pretty equal. And then Georgia just flat out blew them out. Their offense was just incredible, and I think the defense kind of got in sync. So it'd be interesting to see what happens to Saturday. Carolina obviously is going to have a lot of improvement on the defense side. They got to continue to tackle better, and they can't allow big plays. Those running backs for Georgia. I mean, and it ain't just Gurley, even though he's the beast. But they got three other guys that can go the distance. So you have to find a way to. You ain't going to stop them completely. You've got to find a way to slow them down and prevent too many big plays, I think. And, we may have a chance. For whatever reason, this series has gotten pretty close in the last 8-10 years. So that's why somebody asked me and said, what do you think the point spread is? And I told Kat a couple of days ago. I said, I think it'll be 6, maybe 7. I said, because, those automaker guys, they don't give a crap about Carolina, Georgia, Clemson. They don't care about none of that. All they care about is making money. So they're pretty smart on those lines. So they look at past history and all, and they've got a pretty good feel on it. So, I look at those guys, and they pretty much expect it to be a fairly close game. And unless Carolina just really falls apart like the A&M game and gives up a lot of big plays, I expect it to be a good close game and go to the fourth quarter. Same with Clemson, Florida State. I mean, Clemson's got to go on the road, and, of course, they got hammered last year by Florida State. I mean, that was pretty much kind of like the Carolina Texas A&M game. You can kind of equate that to Clemson, Florida State probably last year. So those guys are going to have a handful. I think there's getting a little bit of QB controversy in Clemson. The stout kid is he's decent, but I don't think he doesn't have the pizzazz. This newcomer, and I just went blank on the kid's name. Deshaun somebody, I think, in Clemson. He's a 4 or 5. I think he's a 4-star recruit out of Georgia. He's a heck of a quarterback. And I wouldn't be surprised before the end of the year if you don't see that kid starting or playing a fair amount. So they're going to have to make the decision, I think. Florida State hadn't been great. Of course, they struggled a little bit. Took care of Oklahoma State, and then of course they beat the Citadel. This is kind of a little side note. I was listening to a sports show this afternoon. I didn't even realize this, but supposedly some player, if I understood this right, I don't know if one of you guys saw this, one of the players for Citadel posted on his Facebook account after the game that from play one, they were going after people's knees, obviously from Florida State. And I think a couple of three guys from Florida State actually got injured. I don't know if anything was bad, but, God, if I was a coach at Citadel and I saw one of my players posted, they were going after me, and I'm like, my God, son, what are you doing? So I got to look that up later on tonight, quite honestly, kind of read up on that. But that's what I heard on a sports show, that a kid had actually, said that they were going after these. There was a couple things this weekend, some weird things in the game. Then you had the athletic director for Southern Cal, Pat Hayden. And, of course, what a strange call. They actually called, I think, a sideline interference through a penalty on Southern Cal coach, Steve Sarkisian. And the coach, I guess he got so ticked off, man, he sent a text to the athletic director. And quite honestly, in college football, it's kind of unethical. You're not supposed to have any contact or with the athletic director or like that. Everybody's got their it's got their headsets, and that's pretty much it. So, that's just one of those unethical things. But, he sends him a text, and then the dang athletic director comes out of the press box and he gets on the sideline and he kind of, you know, has it out with the referee, and then that's about it. But of course, the Pac-12 today, they fined him $25,000, and then I think he supposedly apologized. But you know, the bad thing about it is Pat Hayden's on. He's one of those guys on the and ladies too, I guess, on the selection committee for the for the Final Four, for the Top Four, for this playoff system. So, you know, people kind of looking at that like, oh, this guy, why is he? So we didn't really look good for that. So, yeah, we had a couple of weird things in college football this weekend. The outfitter coming on the field and the guy posting on his Facebook account. What a strange thing, unfortunately. So hate to see that.
Well, I mean, what do you do? You get mad and you can't control it, and they're just humans, you know what I mean? You got, and everything you do nowadays is so monitored, it's ridiculous. And
oh, yeah.
You can't say anything anymore without hurting somebody's damn feelings, and it's disgusting what this country's going to with this. And
oh,
there's no
is?
Freedom anymore. See, I just got censored. You're going to shut me off. So what do you think about Clemson, Gene?
I ain't listened to none of it. All I thought about was eating when I got through with the contest. Well, you know what? We come on down to Interstate. You know where I pulled off and got me some supper.
Cracker Barrel?
Oh, how'd you get?
Well, I mean, you change up so much.
Yeah, so we I wasn't thinking about no barbecue. I told Tisa we was gonna pull in and get me some cube steak and a country fried steak and some cornbread and drank a gallon of tea and I was good to go.
Did you take one of your little hoe baths up there Friday night?
Griff had the hose pipe right there, so I Tisa held the towel for me, so I got my little shower and felt pretty good. I think Kathy got out there and took one that Saturday morning.
You need to put us a shower curtain up around your trailer. Oh, man.
Well,
that's
since,
funny.
Chris. Do what?
I don't know what happened to Chris.
Well, he just wanted us to say go Tigers. That's what he was wanting to say in the show tonight.
No, that ain't what he's wanting.
That ain't what he wanted to say.
No. No. Y'all going to have your hands full this weekend.
Good Lordy.
Well, tell Tisa to practice that pineapple ice cream. I want chunks in it next Saturday or next Friday.
Right. See you.
All right, buddy. Go Cox. I don't have 2001, or I'd play it for you, Chris.
Hello again. Sorry about that, folks. Looks like we had another meltdown on the board here. I was sitting there going on and on about college football and didn't have my screen up. My screensaver had come up and looked on the screen like, holy smokes. No wonder nobody's talking. I thought everybody thought I was having such great things I was talking about that they were listening intently. But anyway, hey, we hit our hour time. Appreciate Gene with Backwood calling in tonight. Congratulations again on first place, fourth first place. Ribs up there at the Butts and Bluegrass in Clover, South Carolina. And as always, our good friend, Mr. Lee Morris. Appreciate him calling in, blowing smoke, and didn't get a chance to check, but I think his next event will maybe be up there in Fort Mill at the KCBS event. So check those guys up there, blowing smoke. I think actually Backwood Smokers will be up there in Fort Mill as well, so check those guys out. So, again, sorry about the little technical difficulty at the end there. We will catch up with everybody next week. Looks like a great week for college football. We got the Gamecocks and the Bulldogs this Saturday at 3:30, and then got the Tigers and the Seminoles. I think that's a 7 or 7:30 game, I believe, this Saturday as well, along with another great lineup of games. So we'll look forward to talking with everybody about that next week. So everybody have a great week, and we're going to close it out with, you know what, go Cox.
Have a great week, everyone.